Be still and know. The ancient prophet Malachi tells us that the Lord is keeping a book of remembrance for those that fear him and think upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. We are reminded of another book of remembrances, writes John R. Gunn, the columnist, one that we ourselves are writing. We are, each day, writing a book of remembrance, filling its pages with deeds, which in the future will be the memories with which we shall have to live. A wise man once said, I will treat those who are nearest and dearest to me in such a way that in the long and perhaps lonely days to come, memory shall be sweet. There are many who never think of this and who treat their dear ones in a cross and ugly way. What bitter memories will haunt these people in the future? Remorse is a bitter pill that can make one's life utterly miserable. Daily, we write something in our books of remembrance. When in the afternoon of life we come to review our books, shall we find comfort and peace in their pages? It depends upon the contents which we are accumulating today. It depends upon our thoughts and deeds and actions today as to whether in the days to come our memories shall be bitter or sweet, painful or pleasant. A poet advised us wisely when he said, "Today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope." Look well, therefore, to this day. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this verse from Malachi. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.